Welcome to Podcast at Boatwright. I am Lucretia McCulley, Director of Outreach Services at Boatwright Library. Our author today is Dr. Craig Kinsley, Professor of Psychology. Dr. Kinsley is the co-author of Clinical Neuroscience, a unique textbook that integrates neurobiological mechanisms of general health into the coverage of mental disorders. By using this resource, instructors can easily integrate principles of neuroscience into clinical, developmental, behavioral, cognitive, and social psychology. The second edition of Clinical Neuroscience will be published in early 2010. Craig, thank you for joining us today.
You're welcome.
And to start off, what inspired you to write on this particular topic?
Well, we began a course several years ago that was on clinical neuroscience. And at the time, I realized that I was assembling readings and getting background research, but there wasn't a textbook. And I thought that would be much more helpful to have a textbook. So my good friend and colleague Kelly Lambert and I decided to write the book, and it's been a lot of fun.
Hey, well, thank you. And how did students contribute to the development of this book?
Well, the students were involved with some of the basic research we did in the laboratory that we actually got to apply in some of the chapters in the book. So they were instrumental in doing research that we included. I also enlisted the support of students to do some background research and to check references and I shouldn't be admitting this to a librarian, but come into the library and do some of the background research that we included in the book, mm-hmm. and included them as in the acknowledgments. And so they were very helpful.
Well, looking toward the university community, which of course includes staff, faculty, and students, how can the University of Richmond community use this book to address various social issues on campus?
Well, I think there should be a copy in everybody's office.
No, that sounds fun.
Yeah. Well, but I think one of the issues that we addressed in the book, one of the reasons for wanting to do the book was that when you look at how psychology is perceived by much of the world, you mention psychology to someone and what comes to mind is Freud or some of these careworn kinds of principles of psychology. And we wanted to introduce people to thinking about psychology from a biological standpoint and to think about it from a multi-perspective standpoint. So if you're thinking about an area like literature, for example, or English, or political science, all of these are informed by multiple perspectives on the topics of interest. And psychology is just like that. We take, in our department, we take a levels of analysis approach where we come at one phenomenon from a social perspective, a developmental perspective, or in my case, a neuroscience perspective. So the general university community would benefit, I think, from thinking in more complex ways about how behavior comes about, whether it's normal or abnormal.
Very good. And then getting back to the students, how would you envision undergraduate students using this book for their study and research, either here at the university or in other universities across the country?
Right. Well, again, we're trying to inform people about or educate the general public about, for example, our own research, about how behavior is the result of complex but understandable biochemical reactions in the brain. So regardless of the behavior, whether you're talking about something as simple as social or rather aggressive behavior, let's say, or something as complex as the feelings between a mother and child, those events are mediated by chemical events in the brain. So one of the major audiences for this book were students that are deciding to go on clinical psychology, which is a field that is woefully in need of greater understanding of the biochemical and biological processes that are involved when things go wrong. So we were hoping to inform future clinicians about the chemistry involved in conditions like, let's say, bulimia or a condition like anorexia, which you don't normally think of in terms of biochemical changes in the brain, but have lots of evidence to suggest that that's what happens. So any kind of clinical condition has an underlying disruption of the basic biology, and it's that part we're trying to inform people about, whether they're undergraduates or graduate students.
Right. Well, thanks. That sounds very exciting and something that all of us, especially students, ought to take pay more attention to. And then our last question, how did Library Services support you and your co-author in writing this book?
Well, the library here is, and I'm not being paid to say this, by the way, the library here is, the resources are amazing and getting better all the time. So when we started out to write this, it was necessary for us to gather background papers and to get books, and in some cases, books that were difficult to get. So interlibrary loan helped. Finding obscure articles through the library helped us a lot. Doing the research in the library itself was helpful. The staff here was good about, you know, trying to help us every time we asked. And the students that we had doing some background research were able to navigate the stacks here and to solicit help from the staff here as well. So everywhere we turned, we found lots of support. We found what we needed. We found both depth and breadth of material that we needed. And so the library was a terrific ally in the entire pursuit of this first edition, as well as the second one that'll be coming out next year.
Right. Well, thank you for that.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, thanks again, Dr. Kinsley, for your conversation today. Clinical Neuroscience is available in Boatwright Library, and it is on sale in the University Bookstore.
Listening to podcasts at Boatwright. Our guest was Dr. Craig Kinsley. Your host was Lucretia McCulley. Editing and production was performed by Andy Morton. Visit Boatwright Library on the web at library.richmond.edu.